Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, February 5th, 2013. Israeli troops injure a Palestinian civilian in southern West Bank and demolish homes in East Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources reported on Monday night that one youth was moderately injured after being rammed by an Israeli military jeep in Za'atara village south of the West Bank city of Bethlehem. The young man, identified as Khalifa Muhammad Mahmid, 23, suffered several fractures and bruises to various parts of his body. He was moved by a Palestinian ambulance to the Arab Society Hospital and Rehabilitation Center in Bethlehem City. On Tuesday morning, Israeli soldiers invaded the town of Beit Hanina in occupied East Jerusalem and demolished a home for a Palestinian, leaving its members in the cold. Local news sources reported that several Israeli military jeeps and bulldozers of the Jerusalem municipality invaded the area and demolished a shed under the pretext that it was installed without a permit. The attack was carried out at dawn. The soldiers surrounded the shed and told the six family members that they have 10 minutes to leave the shed before the army demolished it. The family left its home and the soldiers demolished it without allowing them to collect their belongings before demolishing it. Also on Tuesday, Israeli soldiers handed 10 Palestinian families in the northern plain area of the West Bank military orders informing them that the army intends to demolish their homes. Arif Daragma, head of the local council of Wadi al-Malih area and the Bedouin tribes, stated that the army intends to remove the residents, their tents and structures in Al-Hammamat and Ain Al-Hilwa areas. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers invaded Sebastia town near the northern West Bank city of Nablus and handed several residents military orders demanding them to demolish structures built in their town and property. Rida Rizik, one of the residents who was handed the demolishing orders for his two-story building, stated that the army and employees of the construction and planning committee invaded the town and handed him an order demanding him to demolish his restaurant under the pretext that it was built without a construction permit. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, February 5th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura.